ていうのが、そうですね。Rogers, from the crust of beverage, here's a Panther. And now, here's the voice of the Panther.
Welcome to Steamboat Square. Your Panther square off with the last time it was 3 weeks. The girls went off for 60 points while holding the favorites to just 16. Breezy had Audrey to me. 11, Tatum, and the Sailors are 5 out of single league victory, a 50-19 loss to 5-8. They're clearly overmatched by Delta, but hope for a good showing in defense. Right, we're going to take, and when we come back from your listening, Rogers Sports Online.
Surprisingly great rates, you can guess what you'll get. Paper service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Wire is your go-to for the service you deserve. Combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry. 874-8626. Like a good neighbor. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a main. Fib. 39. And follow them on Facebook. Today. A&M Creations on Main. And A&M Creations voted. It's all about the creators at A&M Creations. You are complete dining experience.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1970. Yeah. Lawn and garden and so much in between. With all the best brands. Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Sears, Sora, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive. True. Delta Ace Hardware. Thanks.
I think to finally have dreams. A stick traditional or can help me. Reality. We have options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy artists have dreams helping clients with every. Don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom. Just the cabinet company can do for you. Visit at 69 Boulevard and Delta or visit our website cabinetcompany.com.
County Independent is your local community news, top news cover, in 3. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and county. You. Name DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check the Delta area. Contact to request more information by visiting the website or calling 97-21. Informed.
Any school district would like to be the best player. Achieve at the highest classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out into it. So study hard from drugs and alcohol. Be cool. Every day.
Kyle, it's kind of a slow start to last. But ultimately, on to victory.
It was a little bit tough in the beginning. That I think it's kind of up. It's already on Tuesday night and then coming back right away. But you know, I thought we did a lot of really good things last night. I was excited about the execution. You know, we were a little bit slow, but we were doing things the right way and finished some of the easy ones. And I think that's those two things alone. So I don't think it was a bad game. I think it was just a little bit messy, but easy things to clean up.
The team, Sean and I talked about it during the broadcast. Taking an open shot, what are your thoughts? We have girls that are 4 feet from the back. There's some
a way to shoot that thing or let's just make it go in. But you know, that is definitely the tendency of these kids, is they're very team minded, which is pretty special, and I really do appreciate that.
Last time you blew them our own floor with Breezy, Audrey, and Tatum all scored. Do you think the outcome of today's game was
different? You know, hope to start. You know, we've done the last few weeks and just imagine that scores are going to be, but you know, it could definitely be the same. You know, we're going to the ball to the girls and take the easiest shot we can find. So you think that if we do the things the right way,
obviously the key right now is winning to get us the best pot. Looking ahead, you have 5 games left after tonight. The only team you haven't beaten yet this season in those 5 is Montrose. With everything you know right now, what seed do you think the girls are going to end up with?
That's kind of a hard question to answer just because there's so many things in play right now. Of course, you know, and that's what we talk about all the time is we take and win as many times as we can, and we'll see where the chips fall. And, you know, I know this team can go on the road and win. Past and this season we've done that, so you know, regardless, I'm going to be excited to have that opportunity and hopefully come prepared. Thank you, Mark.
Today, this is Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health. Same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end of life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health. An important life to be a part of. We love a few more reasons why our family should visit Delta Health. I work Delta Health.
Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They have a fabrication facility along with AWS certified and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. Prototypes, one-off or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your upper complete crane service, powder coating, stand glassing, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel. The expertise is done.
Today we buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family owned and operated 7 years. Ford, Toyota, new. They have a vehicle forever. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find your needs. Even if it's at HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. They do. It's driven by the Motor Company.
It's Think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including ovens, ranges, washers, more friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installation. Finance. For visit Modern Appliance today, Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-7. Sales, service, and parts for all you.
There's never been a your brand than we are 9 Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small, just getting started, deals to make you on network television, Hulu. The production to Colorado visit. Now we can help 9 Stories Create. This on Facebook. So you can get in. Be great on hold. Yep. And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. Jerry Ryder is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price. So stop shopping around. Barry Wire has you covered. It's surprisingly great rate. The good neighbor, State Farm. Treatments will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark, Steamboat High School. I apologize for the technical difficulties, if there are any. Not the greatest, but I'm trying to do the best I can. Just bear with me as we get ready to start the national anthem here. So Now we'll get you your lineup. The non-starters, number 3, Paige Kamire. Number 4, Bailey Wilson. Number 13, Breezy Huff. Number 15, Brave Dog. Number 8, a couple of JV. Number 1, Joey Robinson. And number 24, Lily. Starters for Delta, number 2, Ellie Ames. Number 11, Kylie Huff. Number 12, Taylor Summers. And number 14, Tatum Miller. Now, Steamboat Spring. Number 1, Taylor. Number 14, Naomi Baumgarten. Number 25, Taylor Tenbury. Number 30, Van Blarkum. 33, Belize Berry. The starters for the Sailors. Number 2, Rena. Number 4, Ellis Stanhope. B. Tyler King. And number 30, Bartman. I believe Taylor is also a starter for the Sailors. Double check that for you real quick. It's actually Naomi. He's going to be the fifth. Coached by Maggie Crouch, of course, Kyle Crowder, and Hartman. Shot, no rebound by Delta. Ames. Along the perimeter, kicks it back out. Right elbow over to Kylie. Kylie now to drive. Huff. Ames to Miller, back to Kylie. Huff inside to Summers. Summers in the lane. Out to Hiley. She drops it off in the lane to Summers. Summers kicks it back out to Huff. Huff to Frazier. Frazier back now into Kylie in the lane. Shot no good. Out of bounds off of Delta. With 2-1-2 pressure there, the Sailors break the press and get it underneath the King. Sailors on first, do nothing. Huff, right elbow. Over to Miller, left elbow for 3. Nope, she kicks it underneath the pitcher. Shot no good. Rebound Summers. Put back no good. Summers. Down just a little bit. Stanhope came up. Almost has the pass knocked away. Instead gets it up to Bumbersky. Miller, Bumbersky. Long skip pass going to be knocked away. Then into the hands of Baumgartner. She tries to drive the lane. Ball's knocked away, and a jump ball going to be called as Summers got tied up with King. So Delta with possession now. Up on the right side. Over to Miller. Miller into Summers. Lane no good. Rebound. Sailors. This one going to be knocked out of bounds. They're going to say it went off of Miller. And now the official says he's mistaken. It's actually going to be Delta ball. Delta wearing their road blacks tonight for the girls. Inbound goes to Miller. Miller top over to Summers. Summers. Back to Miller. They sling it around to Huff. Kylie skip past to Summers just inside the arch. It's good. First assist of the night for Kylie and first bucket for Summers, and the score's tied at 2. Back the other direction now as the Sailors move right to left. Delta left to right. They try to get on Burke. He shot three. Who got her legs taken out from beneath or from behind by a bomb guard. Kylie looked up with an oh crap look when she was getting off the floor. Miller over to Huff. Kylie back to Tata. To the up on the left. Now back out to Miller. Miller at the top of the key. Miller. He goes to aim, skip pass across the house, up in the lane, now back out to the perimeter. Miller, little ball fake, now drives, drops, up, kicks it back out. No good, rebound. Now to Miller, line there. Delta leads 4-2. To Huff, goes off the glass, no good. Rebound to Ellie, aims with the foot back. Ellie's got a bucket. With a 2-1-2 press. Taylor's get it in. Now they kick it. This one's going to bounce off the foot of Stanhope. Delta comes up with it, gets it up ahead to Huff. Huff tries to go underneath. This one's going to go out of bounds off of the Sailors. And substitutions as Zoe Beckner comes into the game for the Sailors. Subs in four, it's going to be Adrie and Will. One started at safe. Inbound pass. Sailors will bring it across the time stripe. Burski from Burski to Baumgartner. Baumgartner kicks it in to Hartman. First shot's no good. Rebound by Huff. Breezy now coming back the other direction, up ahead to Allbirds. It out to Wilson. Wilson, 12-footer, no good. Rebound by the Sailors. Steamboat across the time stripe. And this one is going to go off of the Sailors after the shot. So it looks Frisky going to have a seat is at least there for the Sailors. Miller to bring it across. He brings it over to Wilson on the left. Back to Miller. Now around to Breezy. Huff works it into Auburn. That's an over-the-back foul called on. And the official having a discussion with the first table. And the official, a technical foul, this is what I was, 23 is on the floor. Her name is not in the book. Technical foul. Steamboat. Beckner's been his number 21, and Olivia Warren, who is number 23, in the game and not in the book, so I don't know if they missed her or what, but free throw good by Braden Allbirds. And she'll miss the second. So tight on free throws are the Panthers. And Delta was sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. So Will swings it over back another get around to Huff. Breezy. Going to go out of bounds. The Delta will maintain possession. Once again, my technical difficulty. We'll hear Steamboat is spotty at best. Do the best I can with the Wi-Fi. Shot by Delta, no good. This one's got them in. They're out called. Sailors maintain possession. King. Good. Knocked out of her hands after the rebound. As it looks like we'll have another substitution from the Sailors. Flex into shot, no good. Rebound Summers. Back the other way, and she'll overthrow Little. That'll go out of bounds, turnover the Sailors, as Orchestra Mellon Stanhope checks back into the game. Steamboat. 1-2-2 pressure here from the steal on the inbound by Summers. Turnaround jumper's good. Full court pressure. Get it across. On the perimeter, they try to work it in to Barry. And they're going to say there was a foul on the floor. It was against Delta. It's against Avery Frazier. That'll be Sailors swing it around the perimeter. Going to go out of bounds off of them. And Delta will have possession. 2:15 left in the first. Delta leads 9-2. Top of the key as she's checked back into the game. Fight for the loose ball. And now the Sailors throw it away, but it's tracked down. Very, very, right? She gets it to Baumgartner. And now this was stolen by Summers. Summers in the lane. Lay-in is good. Taylor. Your second. Barry. Over to Stanhope. He'll get it back. She's in the right corner. Goes up to the lane. We no by Barry. Barry takes it back out on the travels, but gets it off. Stanhope, long skip. Barry. Now Barry for three, no good. For the loose ball at least, and the possession will stay with Steamboat. A couple of subs going to be Van Barkum, and it looks like Bomberski's back into the game. Delta will have a couple of subs of their own. As Aubrey Frazier and Kylie Up are back into the game. Van Barkum with the nearly turns it over. She gets and Hartman. Stolen by Hawk, but Bomberski ends up with it. And a turnover back to Delta. Sailors will call a timeout, so we will take a break as well. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on online.
Let's face it to Nikki at the Sunflower Room. Help that pain and stress away. She's more shoes, massage, and body brands, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Safety believes through therapeutic effects for healing potential. Call them at 874-2939. Tickets are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacey and Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner back with you at Steamboat Springs High School. And Delta, once again, traveled very well. Just about as many Delta parents in the stands as there are Steamboat parents. So, good job. Delta parents always travel well. I'm very proud of that fact. So, Delta leads 11-2 in the first quarter. With possession, Ames to bring it across the time stripe. Ames to Wilson. Wilson back to Ames. Ames left side, dribbles in. Inside, Ames pushes it away. Delta with two pressure here. And this one's stolen by Ames over to Huff off the glasses. Ellie's first assist tonight. Remember it. 13-5 Delta, 20 seconds left in the first. Wilson, Wilson to Ames. Now Wilson again. Ames top of the. Kicks it inside the Huff. Now underneath the Little. And shot at the buzzer, nowhere near close for the Sailors. So at the end, the lead's 15. Hey, great, you're listening to sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. Check out all the locals around the Delta. Advertise. Or calling 970-844-21. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy, juicy lines. Taco Time uses 100% all quality lean brown beef. Their salsa and special sauces are made fresh each morning. Right in the restaurant, sure that you get the food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not, but Taco Time. 707 Main in Delta.
Delta. Sailors with possession. The second quarter. They are on the brim. He throws it up ahead to Huff. It's going to go out of bounds off. And it'll check back into the game as Ames will inbound. It goes now to Huff. Kylie loses the handle, and there's a steal by the Sailors, and Hartman nearly travels, able to just stop. This one poked away by Miller. It goes out of bounds. Breezy Huff will check back into the game. Will be Breezy, Ames, Miller, Dick, and Hallberg on the floor for the Panthers. Hart, good rebound, Aubrey Frazier. Frazier now around the perimeter. Breezy has it. Passed it into the. It's good. The Sailors trying to break the press, and they do. Away. The Delta will get the ball back. Miller to inbound to Ames, and to bring it across the time stretch. Ames top of the key, over to Miller. Ames to Huff. And that's Breezy's first bucket. And then, again, Delta, with the press here, Salem is able to break. Frazier, Aubrey King. Salem's going to score. That was King. 19-7. Delta with the lead. In the second quarter, and his base kicks it into Frazier, Aubrey for two. That first bucket. The Sailors able to break the press. That was a trap. Hartman with it in the lane off the front iron. No good. She flips it out to Van Vlarkum for three. No good. Rebound by Garten, and she's clotheslined on her way in. Think B. Aubrey. So substitutions for the Sailors. Game. Looks like Warren back into the game as well, as is Barry. Steamboat has that one stolen by Miller. Miller across the time strike. Over to Breezy Huff. Missed at Auburn. He has it at the top now. Breezy on the left side. Breezy. This is the handle. Two on one are the Sailors. Warren loses it. Now picked up by Miller. Miller to Ames. Tatum with three steals here in the first half. Breezy Huff. Huff back to Ames at the top. Rifles it underneath to Frazier. Going to be knocked away from Aubrey by Kemri, and Delta will maintain possession. Ames to inbound. Ames to Allbird. Allbird kicks it out to Ames. Aubrey Frazier gets it, dribbles it off her foot. Warren over to Baumgartner. Bumbersky. Now to Warren. Shot no good. Bumbersky gets it back on the left up. Her three balls no. A foul going to be called on away from the ball. This one's going to be on Auburn. Sends Kyrie, Bailey Wilson, and Taylor into working. Now they bring it out from the right side. Now back into the right corner. This one, it's knocked away by Delta. And out of Bumbersky. Bumbersky now looking for the lane. Step before dribbling and called for the travel. Miller across the top. Over to Wilson. Miller. Little ball fake. Over to Wilson for good. Rebound. Adri Frazier, and it's and up. Oh. Bumber. Looking. Barry. Barry. Lobs it into Hartman. Barry. Side. Sir. Trying. Lane, and this one's going to be Miller. Tatum with four steals. Bullet pass up to Huff. Kylie kicked it out. Tatum now drives. He shoots it, and she'll go to the Lions company. In the first, substitutions for the Sailors. King checks back in, as this I hope did as well. Miller gets the second. So Delta as a team for four on free throws. Stanhope. On first. Her foot was on the line. That's just 23-9. Delta. 3:22 left in the first half. Wilson. Back to Miller. Miller, top of the key, waiting to, for something to develop. Miller. Now over to Summers. Summers. Dribble drive, no good. Rebound by Adrie Frazier. To back again and picks it up and puts it back. Adrie with four. Just here in the half. As again, the Sailors trying to... I'm not... The Sailors will call a timeout. So, I'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Cook Cafe in Delta, Spice Cafe, from scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned the fresh from scratch daily. That includes oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Spice Cafe is serving out. Check it. Page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta.
Here, 2:46 left. And girls lead 25-9. Steamboat with possession. And Delta will have Miller will run point for the Panthers as she brings across the time stretch. Miller into Huff, now to Summers. Third assist for Kylie. Summers has 8 points. Again, beating the press. Nope, this one's going to be knocked away by Huff. Kylie gets it up to Miller. Tatum now dribbles. Right elbow. Inside and a foul. Going to be called. This will be their 15th foul. Van Blarkum comes back into the game for the Sailors. The foul was called on Beckner, that's her first. And another foul call on the Sailors after Coach Crowder yelled something from the bench about one of the girls being held. And again, trying to that was a fast five count, if you ask me. So a turnover to the Sailors. The 1-2-2 pressure now is they'll throw it away. Adrie Frazier into the paint to Huff. Oh, it's good. And now Wilson with the steal. Tries to get it in the paint. And they'll turn it over. And it looks really hot. Say she might have Breezy Huff in her stead. And entry. Come across the times. To Hartman, and that's going to be a, as Breezy got her hand in there and forced it, a little more night in for Delta, hit it in the lane, bounces it off of Stanhope's head, Sailors come, foul, going to be called as I go to the line for Trump. Foul going to be called Tatum's first 14 foul. First. Substitution is Bumbersky checks back into the game. And they're going to all that. And down goes to Wilson. Wilson will bring it. Nope. A brief discussion as to what they were going to do. Breezy Huff. Now Miller. Back. Miller at over to Wilson, back to Miller, almost has it knocked away. Miller recovers. Now in the paint to Frazier. Avery off the good rebound Van Wargum, and she'll bring it back to the Sailors. A weak three put up by Van Wargum. Huff comes ahead. Knocked. Breezy to inbound. Looking. Gets Summers. Summers has it. And now Hartman also get it back, though. As Delta defensively. 40 seconds left in the half. Delta leads 29-10. It's lost that one. Trying to trap in the paint. They kick it out to Bumbersky. Bumbersky up it off to Hartman and sure. Get over to Van Blark. To Van Blark, yep. And now they're going to call, I believe, a travel on Van Blark. I mean, Delta will get the ball. 20 left in the half. Top of the key. Almost pulling by Van Blark, but Delta has it. Well, Huff, side of the lane, and going to go out of bounds off of Delta after the shot's no good. Long inbound. Hartman pops the three ball from the right elbow. It's going to, that'll stop the 4 seconds. The Delta will have to, and one up at the buzzer. Decide to do. Miller quickly up over to Huff. Greasy, now they work it into Frazier. Avery does not get it off in time. And at the end of the first half, Delta leads 29. So we will pick, and when we come, we'll hear the interview I had with members of Delta's chair. You're listening to the Panthers Sports on online.
You a great race. Hey, Meyer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car for a surprisingly great rate. State Farm agent Jerry Ross. To help, call 970-874-8626 for your great auto and renter's rate today. Like State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations, Don Main, and Delta, which is you heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them to stay up. Keeping that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 20 all around 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations do a complete
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community for 15. They offer a list of 8 tools, lawn, and much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain. Everything. All the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, Scott's, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams?
Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and satisfied. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years experience helping clients with every budget. Put it off in the room and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our DeltaCabinetCompany.com.
Shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new, or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Ask about Hellman Motors and find the vehicle. Even if it isn't in stock, visit HellmanMotorCo.com or shop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
I am here with three members of Delta's brand board. I just want to thank the ladies for talking with me today. And we'll start with you, Morgan. Give me a little bit of background on the ROTC program. Do I know what is at sporting events and other things you do?
Right. So the JRTC program is basically a citizen leadership course, and they want to get students in general involved with the public. So through, like what you said, color guards, the other sports at our high school, as academic JLab, and just like and real. Like that. So we just
want to
get
into the internet. Tell us, what's JLab? I've never heard of that.
It's like a little test you get to do. You go online and you move up to the next level.
Okay, so it's like a competition of sorts. Okay. And,
it's a great way to meet new people. We've gotten really close with each other, which is really nice. And, you know, we do a lot of community service.
Sure. What about you, Lauren?
I want to get and just think that it brings us for our future and for what we want to do in the future.
And what?
Like the Air Force Academy? Offer them?
Very cool. Very cool. Very
cool. Field trip or like activities that we do, and one of my favorites is Escalante Canyon, our cadet, Escalante Canyon, and we play Capture the Flag, and a lot of kids cook, and stuff like that, so that's also really stealthy ball, which has, and one of the to have a get involved with some of our industry.
Very good. Lauren, you mentioned that you wanted to send the or just the times desire to career?
I plan on the Navy and then just
so. Do you think you have family in the military? Hey, Morgan, tell me a little bit about that and how they've influenced as far as care and
the person in my life is probably my dad, but he was in the military, and it's kind of like a lifestyle, being in a military family, so it's probably changed a lot of how I look out on life, as well as things that I want to do in my future, because I also want to do it. So it's just like an interesting part of my life, probably.
Lauren, do you have any military people?
In the Navy. That, but possibly. For that.
Okay, very good. So, you know, I think the show that here necessarily for people, military, and for everyone.
Looking for. Flipping Fights Cafe in Delta. Hey, it's a kitchen. Before he took over, he learned all about making the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Create a safe and caring environment in the classroom and on. Remember, you can't spend with hard. Delta County, caring, challenging, learning every day.
This is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why Eastern Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years. Their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and Delta Health, visit Delta Health or Delta
Life. Since the machine in Delta has offered a wide array of well-trained services to get your project done right, they offer a complete facility along with AWS and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment, so whether it's one-off or production part, a train service, laser, stand by, some 7-4, but Dowdy Steel, the expertise to get your projects done right.
And this big modern appliance company, Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, dryers, perfect. What options? What more could you ask? Visit Modern Appliance today, Main Street in Delta, or give them a call. Call 874-3. Modern Appliance. Present parts for all your appliance needs.
Your list, the Panthers.
Winthrop Springs High School. I'm Mark Cantor here with you, winding down. Came up with the first half stats. Taylor Summers with 8 points. Adrie Frazier, 4 points and 3 boards. Kylie Huff with 4 points. James with 4 points, a couple assists, and a rebound. Kata Miller had 4 points. She also had 4 steals. So, Frazier, Breezy Huff, 4 points and assists and 3 rebounds. Braden Allberg had a free throw, so that's pretty much it for the first half. Delta leads 10, and the Sailors will have to start the second half. Here's back on the floor from the flight. Hartman over to Bomberski. Bomberski to the left side, and Stanhope. Stanhope into a double team now. Into the left corner, she'll get it back to Bumber. And at the top, Hartman up over to Baumgartner. Baumgartner just inside the arc on the right side. Now back out to Hartman. Now Bomberski at the top. They work it into King in the paint. Off the bat. Good. Rebound. The Sailors go out of bounds. And the Stanhope that got over there to get... now up to Hartman now. Hartman over to Baumgartner, around to Bomberski. Bomberski, bullet pass onto the right side, and Stan, now lobs it back out to the top. Bomberski over to side now, back to the top. They work it into King. King in the paint, kicks it out to Baumgartner. 10-footer no good by Delta. Now has the ball, moving right to left. Delta now back to the top of anything. They work it into saves it to Frazier, now back to the top and Miller, bounce pass to Ames. Ames lobs it into Summers, turn around jumper off the glass, rebound by Huff, Kylie sticks it out to Miller for three, no good, and Stanhope down. The Sailors quickly back across the time stripe as Baumgartner has it on the left side. Now, Stanhope, they work in, kicks it out to Bomberski. Now over to Baumgartner. Shot no good. Fight for the rebound and a ball. Delta takes Olivia Warren. Checks back for the Sailors. Huff on the left side for the Panthers. Tyler across Miller. Miller on the right side into Frazier. Back out to Miller for three. No good. Rebound Summers. Back out to Ames. Ames. Nope. He's going to call it two. Loose ball and it's the Sailors, and there's going to be a foul called on Bomberski. Miller at the Miller. Over to A. Right. Kicks it out to Frazier. Now back to Miller. From the elbow on the free throw line. Rebound in the corner by the Sailors. And now Warren with it. Nearly has it knocked away. And Huff now steals. Miller complained. A collision with Bomberski. And Delta will have the ball set first round and look at the Summers. Summers play. No good. Rebound by Delta. I'm just going to by Bomberski and possession. Inbound goes underneath to Frazier. Turn around jumper, no good. And Sailors with the rebound. Warren up ahead to Hartman. Hartman to the right side. Drives. Picks up the dribble. Up to Barry. Barry now drives. He gets it over to Hartman. Now around to Bomberski. Bomberski to Barry. Barry long pass to Warren. Now they kick it around to Bomberski. Bomberski to Hartman. Hartman back to Bomberski. Bomberski top of the key. They work it into Barry. This one knocked away by Ames. Picked up by Miller. Easy lay-in. No good. And the ball is off of Kylie Huff. So Delta will sub four. As Ames will stay on the court, she'll be joined by Wilson, Breezy Huff, Allberg, and Avery Frazier. So Delta with their 2-1-2 pressure now as the Sailors break that, and the shot is good on the other end from Hartman. 31-12, Delta. 3:50 left in the third quarter. Ames brings it up. Works to the right side. Now we'll bring it back to the left. Now back to the right again. She kicks it over to Frazier, but a whistle blows and a foul is going to be called on Steamboat. That's going to be their third in the second half. It's going to be the first on Barry. Ames. Long inbound to Huff. Breezy drives the lane. Little floater, no good, but she's going to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. Reezy can't make the first one. And she can't get the second as well, but Ames comes up with the rebound. She'll get it to Wilson. Back to Ames. Ames to Huff. Now inside to Allberg. Allberg's shot is good. Braden with 3 points now. Delta more 2-1-2 pressure. And now up to Van Blarkum. And the ball will go out of bounds off of the Sailors. She tried to work it underneath, and it just got away from him. Aims to bring it up. Ellie across the time stretch. Works it into Allberg. She'll kick it back out to Ellie. Ellie now underneath to Allberg. Allberg underneath to, on the other side to Frazier. This one's popped back. I believe good. So Brady. Loose ball, Wilson comes up with it. Off the glass, no good. Cleaned up by Ames. She'll bring it back out. Side the arc. Again, this one's going to go out of bounds off of Steamboat. Ames from the left corner. For an open inbound pass. And Breezy can't come off with it, turns it over to the Sailors. And Blarkum will bring it up. Right side and Barry, played by Delta and out of bounds. Baumgartner will check in for Bomberski. Then Kylie Huff checks back in for Sis. And Taylor come in. Ellie Ames. Long inbound to the top of the key and Van Blarkum. Over to Bender. Now, Steamboat going to throw this away over in back. So Delta will take possession on their half of the court. Right in front of their bench, up into Wilson. Bailey back to Kylie, just inside the arc. No good. Rebound Summers. Put back no good, and it'll go out of bounds off of Steamboat. Kylie to Summers. Summers. Short jumper good. Delta with pressure again. Summers with 10 points in the game. Baumgartner gets it from Van Blarkum now to the top and Barry. Barry looks to drive, now steps back out. Over to Baumgartner on the right side. She'll drive and a foul going to be called on Allberg. And we're going to get some subs from the Sailors. It's going to be King and Stano. Check. Second foul on Brayden. Long inbound to Stanhope at the top. They were turnaround jumper rebound by Delta away. Now Wilson comes up with it. Summers. Over to hey, it's no good. Avery Frazier with the board and the putback points five. Four boards now on the game. More pressure from the Sailors, and this one's going to go out of for Bailey Wilson. Stanhope that bounced off. Checks back in for the Sailors. Miller and Aubrey Frazier back in for Sailors. And Stanhope gets it to Hartman. Hartman now across the time stripe. Lob pass away by Frazier, the elder. Frazier, both Frazier sisters are on the floor. And this one over and back as actually came back up for the now Frazier gets the loose ball. The Miller inside. First turnaround jumper, no good. Fight for the rebound. I think Summers came up with it. No, it was Huff, but they kick it out to Miller. Jumper, no good. Fight for the loose ball and a foul. So, once again, I apologize for any technical difficulties you might be experiencing due to the signal issues here. But best we can. Miller drives in the knocked away, gets it back for Summers with the 10. It is no good. Rebound by Frazier. Aubrey to Miller. 7 seconds left here in the top. Kick it back out. Free Frazier. It's no good. Rebound by the Sailors. That's how the third quarter will end. Delta leads 39-12. We'll take a break. Or listening to Delta Panther Sports on audio.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are not. We make commercials. Whether you're a small business, stand out, or anywhere on social media that you advertise, we can bring this for years now. Find out how we can help you. 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9storiescreative.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-7 like a good neighbor. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panther.
Sailors start the final stanza with possession. Delta starts with Miller, the Frazier, Summers, and Kylie Huff on the floor. And it over. Miller comes up with the ball. They work it into Adri Frazier now underneath the fist off the glass. She might have been fouled. It wasn't called. Now called underneath on the rebound. Five steals on the night for Miller. Second, Adri Frazier. Only the foul on Delta. The Sailors have top. Stanhope brings it across the time stripe. Over to Warren. Hartman. To Bumber. Stanhope. He has it knocked away by Miller, and Kylie Huff comes up with it. Underneath, five-footer, no good. Fight for the rebound. And back the other. On the perimeter are the Sailors. He works it into King. King by Adri. Lee Huff comes up with Adri shot, no good. Rebound by. Back on the other. Sailors. Takes it. Dan. Berkey, they work it into King in the lane, or just to the right of it, and she'll bank it home. 39 districts, 25 left. Across the time stripe quick. Up just inside the arc, puts up the jumper, no good. Rebound the Sailors. Or Summers, excuse me. Knocked that one out of. Full line change for Delta as we're going to get Kaymeyer, Wilson, Ames, Breezy. 6:14 left. 39:14. James. Long pass to Kaymeyer. Team footer. Good rebound by Kaymeyer. Works it inside to Allberg. Allberg, one dribble. Shot's no good. May have been blocked. Sailors come up with the rebound. Hartman with a 1-on-4 puts it up. Good. She's got 5. Breezy. Come back. Game. Bullet pass inside to Huff under. No good. Rebound King. Danho. Trying to push. The time struck. A collision made with Kaymeyer, and Kaymeyer called. And down goes the bum. See? Picks it up at the top. Matt Gardner over to lob pass to Barry, and it's by Kaymeyer. And Delta has it now. Ames brings it across the time stripe. Over to Kaymeyer on the left side. Skip pass to Wilson on the right. Wilson is going to be hit. Dribbles it in, and that'll be the first foul called on King. Actually, that was called on Barry. That's her second. Inbound. Ames goes to Huff. Breezy in the paint. Off the glass. It's good. Sailors with the ball around the. Now they kick it back out to Bomberski. Runner, no, put back, no good, but they go to the line. Delta up by 27 as King hits it off the front iron. Substitute. Back into the game. Ellie Ames going to get a breather as Avery Frazier checks back in. King rims it in and out. And with Breezy Huff stays from Delta will have Breezy. Breezy works it into Allberg. Gets away from Braden, but Breezy gets it back. Long skip pass to Kaymeyer. Kaymeyer dribbles in, now kicks it out to Wilson, back to Kaymeyer for, front of the iron by the Sailors. Barry across the time stripe, up ahead to Hartman. Hartman drops it off for Barry. Three ball, no good. Rebound by, is going to actually go out of bounds off of Breezy. 4:04 left. Sailors to inbound. It goes to Hartman. Right side. Barry tries to lob it in and a steal by Wilson. She pushes it up ahead to Kaymeyer. Back to the Page. Page into Avery Frazier. Frazier one dribble. And a jump ball forced by the possession. Avery turned and Barry was right there to about looking, and she'll and second violation. Couple girls flat. Breezy just hesitated. They call Baumgartner inside the arc. Double team. Now just tosses it up and comes up with it. This one back to Baumgartner on the left side and in between to Hartman. Hartman to Vem. This one's going to be knocked away. Wilson. And the Panthers come up with the loose ball. Breezy for with the 15-foot jumper fight for the loose ball. Jump ball going to be called. And the Taylor out of possession as Wilson and Breezy Huff take a seat. Like, Jolie Robinson is into the game, as is Lily Nelson. So the two JV call-ups for the evening are going to get some playing time here. Warren. As this one's stolen by Nelson. Nelson to Staymeyer, back to Nelson. This one off of Barry's face. She actually got a hand on it, deflected it into her face, and then out of bounds. Lily Nelson to inbound for the Panthers. Goes to Ahlberg on the right side, underneath to Nelson. Nelson kicks it to Frazier. It gets away from Avery. Hartman to Baumgartner. Baumgartner dribbles into a double team, has it knocked away. So he's going to take it in the paint. This pass is knocked away as they were going for Nelson. Taymeyer would have been better suited just to go up strong. She would have probably drawn the foul. Paige, also a JV player, but she was actually listed on the varsity roster. Inbound from Nelson goes to Avery Frazier. Frazier has the bucket off the glass. Avery with eight. Back on the other end now. Momberski works it in to Kemri. Shot's no good, but Kemri will go to the line for two. Modern Appliance Company free throws. 2:20 left in the game. Delta leads 43-14. First shot hits the front iron, no good. Anderson will be back into the game for the... It actually might be Talon Anderson's first time into the game, but Zoe Becker is back in, as is Stanhope. Shot's no good. Frazier comes in. Now Kaymeyer across the time stripe. Five boards for Avery Frazier tonight. Lob in to Ahlberg. Ahlberg kicks it out to Robinson. Robinson can't get the bucket, but gets her own rebound. Now Kaymeyer at the top of the key. Assist goes to Robinson. And Kaymeyer gets the tray. Kaymeyer's first points of the game. Beckner. They work it around to Anderson to Stanhope. Stanhope may have traveled. Now over to LaRock. Has that one passed back to her high, and it's going to go out of bounds off of the Sailors. Haley Bender back into the game. Kaymeyer across the time stripe over to Nelson. Nelson to Robinson, back to Kaymeyer. Kaymeyer, little dribble drive there, kicks it out to Lily. Nelson now into Ahlberg. Ahlberg just to the right of the lane. Shot no good. Rebound Robinson. Put back no good. Loose ball in the rebound. Kaymeyer gets it. Shot no good. Rebound Ahlberg. Now throws it away. Beckner now turns it over to Nelson. Nelson, one on two. Nelson throws it up. Over the top of the backboard, no foul called. And the Sailors will have possession. 5 seconds left in the game. Delta going to win this one, of course. Anderson with the basketball. Over back to LaRock now has that bounce. Excuse me, that's Becker who had it knocked out of bounds. Becker inbounds to the paint. This one gets bounced around a little bit. The Sailors come up with it now. Underneath, shot no good. Rebound Robinson. Up to Kaymeyer. Robinson, all no good. Rebound by Warren. 19 seconds left. Warren, top of the key, over to Anderson. Anderson to Beckman. Inside to Hartman. Hartman, three, that's LaRock. Actually, LaRock with the jumper. And Delta is going to win this one by 30. 46-16, your final score. We'll take a break. Come back with the postgame show. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports Online.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Nikki is the sunflower who can melt that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in taking stress. 1999. Stacy believes that she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today for 29. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy and Nikki at the Sunflower Group.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time, the boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean brown beef. Their chips, pasta, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. Try them how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Girls come away with a victory here in Steamboat Springs. Taking a look at some of the stats. Taylor Summers, a nice stat line. 10 points, 2 assists, 3 rebounds, and 2 steals. Avery Frazier had 8 points and 5 boards. 5 points for Braden Allberg tonight. 6 points for Ellie Ames. Kylie Huff had 4. Brianna Huff had 4. Tatum Miller with 4. She also had 5 steals. Breezy Huff had also had 6 points in addition to her 4 points. So even the younger girls, Jolie Robinson, Lillie Nelson, getting into the action. They contributed. Paige Kaymeyer contributed as well. She had the 1 tray. So we'll take a break, and when you come back, you'll hear from boys head coach Rob Ames. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Wire is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Wire will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete experience.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of lawn and garden and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands like Benjamin Moore, Paul, Craftsman, Steel, Sora, Scott, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 for Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our employees have more than 20 years experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4000. The Delta County in Delta County informed.
The county school district would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and alcohol. Delta County School District. Sharing, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis to help know the reasons why help provide compassionate, quality health. Some reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machining Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS-certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. Besides one-off or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete frame service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today for 75. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine to get your project done right.
Rob, first off, I want to ask you about last night, as a matter of fact. Normally on game days, you're kind of splitting your time between watching Ellie and coaching the boys. Last night, you had the privilege of just being a dad in the stands. How fun was that for you?
That was great. Yeah, privilege is the perfect word for it, yeah. Go and watch and cheer and just stare at her the whole time and not worry about ankles and pre-games and chalk talks and all that stuff. It was a great night.
So you talked in another interview prior to the rifle game about feeling a weirdness in reference to how the team was playing, which you and I talked about before the game, and I made the comment that rifle might just be the team you want to play that weirdness. Rob, the boys scored the most points they scored in the blowout in the entire season, so obviously the weirdness is gone.
Yeah, it felt like the weirdness was gone. Tonight will be a big prove-it night for sure to see just how gone the weirdness is.
You know, every player but one scored against Rifle, but even that one player contributed. It was a team effort. I feel like you're going to probably need another full team effort here tonight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're on top for a reason. So we're going to need all 10, and we're going to need all 10 at their very best, for sure.
So, obviously, Steamboat all over again. This time it's at their place. They edged out a two-point victory last time. To me, this seems like it's setting up for a perfect thing off the big win against Rifle and just the two-point loss the last time. What are you guys going to do to repay the favor and beat the Sailors on their home court?
We're going to try to make more. We feel like we guard the same that we did. We guard the ball really well. And we make a few more. We're confident about where it'll end up.
Sounds good. I look forward to seeing the game. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. A selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, washers, dryers, and the helpful and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9 Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, getting started, we to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9storiescreative.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let's take this to Nikki at the Sunflower and stress away. Computer massage and body work, specializing in taking stress relief since 1999. Stacy, computer, power to restore and activate your human potential. 874-2939. Certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper.
83.
The Delta County Independent is... all of Delta County. You submit your story ideas by visiting Delta County. So check it. Reports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4420. Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Taco Time was founded with a belief that ingredients make better food. That means the fresh. Crisp lettuce and onions, white tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy lime. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all white quality. Their chips, taco shells, sauces are pointy. Right in the restaurant. Get a first. We take pride in how the juice is. Eight in Delta.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta 1915. They offer a wide variety of plus everything in between, with all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Scott's, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 120 River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta, a helpful hardware place.
You're listening. Panther.
Welcome back to Steamboat. It forces the boys to look to return the favor and send the sailors on their home court. As was mentioned earlier, no more weirdness for them as they blew out rifle on Steamboat. Team, when they met 3 weeks ago in senior Austin Moore and sophomore Jeff, four digits in that game, while Moore double pulling down double digits as we the lineups now. We'll start with your non-starters for sophomore number one, 5 Clayton Cryer. Number 11, Lance Porter. 22, Eric Bear. Your starters for Delta, junior, number 2, number 10, junior Landon Clay, and number 15, junior, number 21, senior East. As you can tell, Delta with just the one senior on the team, so we're going to get 4 starters next year, and I imagine Eric another spot in the starting lineup playing time if it is. So I'm going to be intact next year. So we'll take a look at the numbers. Give me the numbers that are listed out of order on the program, but I'll just give them to you in the order they're listed. Number 4, Cade Gideon. Number 23, Cole Campbell. Number 10, Hunter DeWolf. Number 32, Charlie Reisman. Number 20, Michael DiNapoli, or DiNapoli. And number 25, Brandon Cole. Your starters for the Sailors, number 5, Austin Moore. Number 3, Ethan Hoy. Number 22, Jay Phillips. Number 35, Jeffrey Sturgis. And again, I missed another starter, but it might be number 21, C.J. Waters, but I'm not certain. I'll get clarification on the fifth starter for Steamboat. But winding down the warm-ups, they'll hit the starting lineups, and then we'll have the tip-off brought to you by Taco Chime. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations Don Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of Russia and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast for lunch? Look no further than Spice Cafe in Delta. Spice Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Canner back with you at Steamboat Springs High School, and it's interesting to me how different schools do pregames differently. You know, at Delta, we play the national anthem before the girls' game, and that's it. And here at Steamboat tonight, they played it before both the girls' and the boys' game. And then at Summit, they played it just before the boys' game. So different schools, different traditions, I guess you can say. But if you'll recall, last time when these two teams met on Delta's home court, it was nip and tuck, and the Sailors were able to get a last-second basket to steal their victory. Delta hoping to return the favor here in Steamboat, as
The Panthers have traveled a long ways, and they'd love to pick up this victory over the league rival and give Steamboat their first league loss. I'm pretty sure that this Delta team was the closest game that Steamboat has played in the league this season. So, Easton Bear, the tip again. Tip off brought to you by Choco Time. And some last-minute instruction from head coach Michael Vandal of the Sailors. Of course, Delta coached by Rob Ames. And I felt really good for Rob last night, able to watch his daughter Ellie play with the varsity girls and just get to be a dad for a change and not have to worry about anything else. It's tough, you know, when your kid's an athlete and you're a coach and, you know, sometimes you don't get to be there for all the games. Luckily, you know, Rob able to watch as much of Ellie as he can. And last night got to watch an entire game. So good. I'm happy for him as Delta will control the tip. Clay to Leho on the right elbow. Leho to Bynum. Bynum to Tuck. Now Bear at the top. Dish to Clay. Clay left elbow. They work it into Bear. Steal by the Sailors. And now Moore will bring it across the time stripe. Moore guarded by Bynum. Over to Gideon. He's the fifth starter that I did not have. Lob. 235 Sturgis. Drives. Now kicks it out. Back around to Moore. This one's stolen by Clay. Clay on the other end in transition. He's fouled. He's going to go to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. Moore thought he got all ball. The officials disagree. And Lando to the charity strike. Lando puts Delta on the board first. Clay bounces it off the back iron. No good. So Delta leads 1-0, 7:20 left in the first quarter. Gideon across the time stripe. Gideon over to Sturgis for three. No good. Out of bounds off of Delta. From the corner, inbound goes to Hoy. Hoy to Sturgis. Back to Gideon. Now over to Phillips on the left side. Now back to Hoy on the right. Loose ball. Hoy picks it up. Hoy gets in the arc. Now kicks it back out. And Sturgis took his eyes off of it. It goes out of bounds off of him. He's frustrated. And now play to inbound. It goes to Bynum, back to Clay, and Lando will bring it across. Play to Bynum. Bynum left elbow. Bynum back to Clay. Around to Leho. Wide open three ball. God. Delta leads 4-0. Lando's first assist. Hoy with the basketball. Slowing things down, letting things set up. Gets the ball to Moore. Now underneath and a foul. Going to be called. It'll be a push on Easton. And it says Moore to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. So drain the first. So Steamboat on the board now. Delta still with a three-point advantage. Make it two. It's Delta leads 4-2, 6:20 left of the first. Clay over to Leho. Leho to Bynum. Bynum directing traffic. Bynum now drives in the paint. Has it knocked away. Picked up by Clay. Clay works it into Tuck. Johnson's going to be fouled on the shot. He will go to the charity strike. A couple of Modern Appliance Company free throws forthcoming now. And the timeout by the Sailors. We too will take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Kenner back with you at Steamboat Springs High School. Delta leads 4-2 with a little more than 6 minutes left in the first quarter. Tucker Johnson to the line. That's one. And two. Delta leads 6-2. Get in across the time stripe. Looking, gets it over to Sturgis in the right corner. Three ball, no good. Going to go out of bounds off of the Sailors. More angry eyes from Sturgis as he's upsetting this with a three ball. Delta with possession. Bynum. Left elbow over to Leho. That spots up for the deep three. No good. Rebound by Moore. And now back the other direction. Right to left for the Sailors. Left to right for the Panthers. As Gideon gets it in the right corner, puts up a three ball. It's no good. It goes out of bounds off of the Sailors. And now play with the basketball. Lando to Leho on the right side. Leho back to Bear at the top. Bynum. Bynum now dribble drive in the paint. Floater is blocked. And the Sailors have the numbers. And now Delta recovers defensively. Boy with the basketball. Boy. Little between the legs dribble. Guarded by Bynum. Works it over to Sturgis in the corner. They get it in to Boy, who drove the lane and then had his shot blocked by Bear. Bynum picked it up. Bynum into Clay. Clay from the right side of the free throw line is good. Clay with three now. Boy, over to Gideon. Gideon back to Hoy on the right side. They work it into Moore. Moore in a double team. He almost throws it away. It does. Steal by Leho. Leho goes reverse lay-in. Gets the foul. Brett with five. Bounced around on top of the rim and then through. Gideon to Hoy. Back to Gideon for three. He drains it. 10-5 Delta. 3:56 left in the first. Little pressure extended here by Sturgis. As Clay's going to take it all the way. Throws up a wild one. Can't get it to go. A lot of bumping down there underneath, but nothing called. And then Gideon gets it at the top of the key. Three ball no good and a rebound by Bear. Bynum. Left elbow. Dribbles. Now gets it to Johnson. Touch. Drives. Spots for three from the left side off the front iron. No good. Rebound by the Sailors up ahead to Sturgis. Three ball from the left side. Rattles in and out. No good. Rebound Easton Bear. Clay up ahead to Leho on the right side. Leho. Leho now dribble drive. Kicked it back out to Clay around to Bynum. Bynum toward the lane. In the lane. Floater no good. Rebound Bear. Put back no good. Rebound Bear. Knocked away. Loose ball. And it's going to be knocked around again. And finally, the Sailors come up with it. Sturgis to Hoy. Hoy back out to the top. Now over to Phillips. Phillips
Tahoy, just inside the arc, doesn't get it to go. This one will go out of bounds off of the Sailors. We'll get some substitutions now as Delta brings in Clayton Cryer and Eric Bear. Clay across the time stripe. Leho, Cryer, Johnson, three ball, five. Easton with five, Delta with a 13-5 advantage. A little more than 2 minutes left in the first. Hoy, guarded by Cryer, he'll get the steal. Up to Clay. Clay, one-on-one with Hoy, that's a foul. A little ball fake, and then he went up, and Hoy went over the top, and he jumped right into him. So Lando to the line for two. Free throw sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. Clay drains the first as we'll get a substitution for the Sailors. It's Cole Campbell. Lando has 5 points after he made that one, and we're going to have substitutions as Easton Bear will check back in, give Tuck a rest. So Easton and Eric on the floor at the same time, along with Clay, Leho, and Cryer. Moore into the Napoli, and Sailors hit the jumper. It's 15-8 Delta. 1:30 left in the first. Eric Bear. In traffic, spins, Euro step, and blocked out of bounds by the Sailors. To be honest, Eric may have actually struggled underneath the basket, but it didn't get called. Delta to stack it on the inbound that goes to Leho on the right side. Leho to Clay. Clay looks to dribble drive, left-handed, kicks it to Bear. Bear, Easton, off the backboard, no good, gets the rebound, and the putback. Easton working hard underneath. That's his first bucket of the night. Four boards, though, here in the first quarter. Hoy steps into a three ball. No good. Rebound by the Sailors. To Napoli. And a foul going to be called by Leho. He kind of ran through Sturgis there. Jay Heim will check in for Brett. We're going to get a substitution for the Sailors as well. Gideon checks back into the game. He'll take the inbound in the backcourt. Now he's directing traffic, telling Sturgis where to go. Crossover dribble. Gets to Sturgis on the right side for three. No good off the back iron. Loose ball on the rebound. Easton Bear comes up with it. Gets it to Clay. Easton with five boards now. Cryer to Heim. Cryer, Clay, lob into Easton, and it's off his hands and out of bounds. That really opened his Bynum section for Lando. But Easton did have inside position and toward the basket, so not a bad pass, not a bad idea. 15 seconds left in the first. Sailors have the ball. Moore's stuff inside the arc. Now kicks it back out to Sturgis, and we're going to get a foul called on Heim. That's his first. Three team fouls apiece for each squad. Inbound goes to the Napoli. Loose ball picked up by Heim. He ducks through traffic, gets it to Cryer, puts up a shot at the buzzer. It's no good. And no foul called. There was contact. But we'll take a break. At the end of one, Delta lead 17-8. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast for lunch? Look no further than Spide's Cafe in Delta. Spide's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about making the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit DeltaHealthCO.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Taylor starts the second quarter with possession. Sturgis will drive the lane from the left side. And he's fouled as he goes to the hoop. He'll go to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. Have a substitution now for the Sailors as Phillips checks back in. That foul was called on Bear. Easton second. He gets a block on the shot. And then Eric Bear is fouled from behind. That'll be the fourth team foul on the Sailors as Delta subs their starters back in. And Johnson, Lejo, and Clay. Bynum's out there. Eric Bear will stay on the floor. Delta leads 17-8. Just underway here in the second quarter. Up ahead to Johnson. Tucked underneath into trouble. Kicks it out to Clay. Now Bynum drives from the left side. Spin lane. No good. And he's going to be called for the travel. So turnover back to the Sailors. Delta with a 9-point advantage. Hoy to bring it across the time stripe. Now over to Gideon, back to Hoy on the right side. Back by midcourt there. Now he brings it to the top of the key. To Sturgis. Sturgis now backs up to midcourt. Back to Hoy on the left side. Now to Sturgis, still deep on their half of the court. They work it into Campbell. Back out to Sturgis. Three ball no good. Rebound by Clay. Up ahead to Bynum, left side, and Johnson tucks three ball just off the left side of the rim. And now the Sailors have it. Hoy, left side, works it in to DiNapoli. Shot's no good. Foul called on Delta. DiNapoli going to the line for two. Modern Appliance Company, three free throws. One's going to be on Lejo. That'll be Brett's second. Delta's fifth team foul. The ref is talking to DiNapoli, or I guess that's Sturgis at the line. Sturgis has not had a very good attitude to start this game. I mean, he's been frustrated. He's been out there, you know, being very aggressive, which, I mean, is good, but as long as it's coming from the right place. Sturgis will drain them both. Delta's lead 7 as Sailors extend pressure now. Delta gets it up ahead to Johnson. Tuck runner in the lane. No good. Rebound by Eric Baird. Turnaround jumper. No good. Rebound by the Sailors. Get in. To Hoy. Boy to Gideon around to Campbell, left side, three ball from the corner. It's good. 17-13, Delta still has the lead. As the Sailors again extend their pressure into the backcourt and then back it off. Lejo, right side, spots for three. Oh, rims it in and out, no good. And Clay steals the rebound
from Moore and then is fouled on the shot, he's going to go to the line for a couple of Modern Appliance Company free throws. Clay's first one, off the back iron, no good. But he'll drain the second. Lando with six. Leho with five, and Johnson with five so far in the first half. Gedeon. To Sturgis, back to Gedeon. Gedeon looking. Sturgis. Over to Hoy, right side, he'll drive. Now kicks it back out to Campbell. Sturgis, that pass, Sturgis was cutting, it was stolen by Clay. Clay misses the shot, gets the rebound, and Delta's got it on the perimeter now. Bynum drives, shot no good. This one's going to go out of bounds off the Sabres. Bynum was looking for the foul. Didn't get it, and Tim's up a little gimpy, so Cryer will check back in for Delta. Clay will sit down and try to nurse himself back to health. Johnson gets the rebound, gets it to Cryer, now Clay. Clay to Eric Bear. Bear. In traffic, now gets it out to Johnson. Shot. Thought about the three. Gets it to Leho. Now Leho kicks it back out to Tuck. Deep three ball. No good. Rebound by the Sailors. Hoy now across the time stripe. Gets it up ahead to Gedeon. Hoy now lobs it over to Campbell on the right side. Then back out to Hoy. Three ball. No good. Rebound by Cryer. He tries to dribble out of it, loses the handle. And a foul going to be called. Nope, out of bounds on the Sailors. As we'll get a substitution, number 23, Cole Campbell, checks into the game. Clay, this possession, Leho, back to Clay, Clay, in a double team, kicks it inside to Johnson, Johnson from the left side of the paint, it's good. Third assist for Lando, Johnson with seven. Gedeon over to Hoy, into Gedeon, and saves this one to Moore. Moore gets the bucket. 20-15 Delta, less than four here in the first half. Tuck in the lane. It's good. Right over the top of Gedeon. Nothing he can do. Johnson with nine now. Gedeon to Moore. Moore spots up for the long three. No good. Rebound to Eric Bear. And he'll give it to Clay. Lando up ahead to Cryer. Cryer drives the lane. Floater no good. Rebound by the Sailors. One-on-one on the other end. Sturgis loses the handle. Gets it back. Kicks it out to Hoy. Hoy in the lane. Now underneath to Campbell. Loose ball. He'll get it to Moore. Moore from the paint. Just underneath the basket. It's good. Over the top of Eric Bear. Delta. Somebody's calling a timeout. I'm not sure who. It will be a timeout by the Sailors. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to Steamboat Springs High School. Mark Cantor here with you. Delta leads 22-17, 3:11 left in the half. Delta with possession. Clay up ahead to Cryer. Cryer inside the Bear. Back out to Johnson. Tuck down. Thinks about driving. Step back. Three ball. No good. Rebound by Gedeon. Quickly up ahead to Hoy. Picks it back out to Sturgis. Now Gedeon at the top. Now Sturgis around to Hoy on the left side for three. No good. Taylor's come up with the rebound. Sturgis back by half court on the right side. Directs traffic. Now he'll drive. Loses the handle. And they're going to say a foul on Delta. It's going to be on Clay away from the ball. That'll be Lando's first. Inbound from underneath their basket. Goes to Hoy. 10-footer. Rattles in and out. And a rebound by Johnson. Tuck to Leho. Thought about the three. Now dribbles to his right. Takes the three from the right corner. It's good. He liked that spot a lot better. Doesn't miss often from that right corner. And that was why he moved over there. Gedeon over to Hoy. Try to go inside to Campbell. And there is going to be a foul called on Delta. I think that's going to be their seventh, so that'll put them in the penalty and the Sailors to the line for 1-1. First foul called on Johnson. Free throw sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. This one from Campbell is good. Five team fouls for the Sailors, by the way. So there's still a couple out of the penalty. This one's good as well. 2:06 left in the half. Delta leads 25-19, and the Panthers are going to take a timeout. We will also take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Delta will have possession coming out of the timeout. Once again, 2:06 left in the first half. Delta with a six-point advantage, 25-19. Clay brings it across the time stripe. Hands it to Leho. Back to Clay on the right elbow. Clay directs traffic. Now gets Cryer at the top. Cryer. Leho on the right elbow. Now, Cryer, play, left side for three, it's good! Tuck with his first assist there. Clay with eight in the game. Coy, inside to Gedeon, back out to Sturgis, long three is good. 28-22, Delta with a little less than 90 seconds in the half. Clay. To Leho. Leho to Cryer. Now around to Johnson. Tuck. Looking. Tuck. To Leho. Leho now dribbles. Switches hand. Ball movement. Shot no good. Out of bounds off the Sailors. That one may have been tipped a little bit. Phillips back into the game for the Sailors. Delta has possession underneath their basket. Long inbound to Cryer from at the top of the key. They work it into Johnson. Tuck kicks it out to Clay for three. No good. Rebound is Bear got tangled up with Johnson, and the Sailors have the numbers now. Delta recovers as Sturgis drives the lane. He's going to be fouled by Bear. The Sturgis will go to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. He got Easton's second foul. Make it his third. As Eric will get set to come in for Big Brother. Sturgis drains it. sailors within five. Now they're within four, 28-24. 50 seconds left. Lob up ahead to Leho. Leho. To Pryor around to Clay. Clay. Looking now. Dribbles to his left. Now drives baseline. Puts it off the glass. No good. Eric Baer there for the rebound. Reverse put back is no good. Loose ball. Down to the floor. And a jump ball called for as Pryor getting dirty on the floor with a couple of sailors. Delta's possession underneath their basket. Tuck, long inbound to Clay at the top. Now to Leho's long three ball, no good. Rebounds by the sailors. 18 seconds left. Dished up ahead to Phillips. Now Hoy. Hoy, right side. Guarded by Johnson. Now they get it out to Sturgis. Sturgis back to Gedeon right side for three. It's good. 1 second left. And Pryor's shot no good at the buzzer. And so with that late three, the Sailors, who trailed by as many as nine, are now within a point headed into halftime. We'll take a break. And when we come back, you'll hear the interview I had with boys senior manager, boys basketball senior manager, Summer Wills. You're listening to, Sunshine Wills. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let Stasis to Nikki at the Sunflower Room melt that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body breath, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy to Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
I'm here with boys basketball manager Sunshine Wills. And Sunshine, you're a senior this year.
How many years have you been managing for Stanford?
I've been managing for 3 years. I've been managing since my sophomore year of high school, so, yeah.
What made you want to manage the basketball team?
I just liked the game. I couldn't be a girls manager at the time, but so then I asked Mr. Ames, and he was like, oh, come on, and he needed managers, so then I just decided to be a manager.
That sounds good. So what do you like most about the game of basketball?
Probably just the energy and, like,
really
the power that they have to create a game, a fun game. So, yeah.
So basketball is a lot of fun for sure. So what else do you like to do for fun other than manage boys basketball?
So I do play soccer. I'm a soccer player. Other than that, I kind of hang out with family and hang out with friends and do soccer.
So you are a senior. What are your plans for the future beyond high school?
I'm going to CSU, and I'm going to be an elementary educator. I'm going to go for elementary education.
Very good. Very good. My mother was an early elementary education teacher for about 18 years, so a lot of respect for teachers. So it was great talking to you. Good luck in the future, and enjoy the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Weiler is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weiler will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations Don Maine and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the health of hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thor, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Sharing, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to Halftime. Steamboat Springs High School. A late three got the Sailors within one. It's 28-27. Your Panthers still maintain the advantage. They jumped out to an early lead 4-0 in the first quarter and have led ever since. So taking a look at some of the first half stats, three primary scorers, Brett Leho with 8, Landon Clay with 8, and Tucker Johnson with 9. Lando's stack the stats tonight as he's added three assists, two boards, and a steal to his 8 points. Easton Bear has 8 boards and a couple of points. He also has one monster block. So, team's back out warming up for the second half. This game so far has been as advertised. Delta's come out and played, I don't want to say mistake-free basketball because they turned the ball over a little bit, but they've come out and they've played their game and they look like a team that is coming down the stretch that is almost in playoff shape, if you get where I'm going with that. They're playing hard, they're playing tough, their minds are all in the right spot. They're being coached well, very focused would be, I guess, be the best way to explain it. And the Sailors, you know, playing the same way, I would say. You know, their one player, Jeffrey Sturgis, came out, seemed to be very aggressive, kind of had a little bit of an attitude, but he's backed off a little bit, still maintained the aggressiveness, but, in a good way, if you will. And, you know, the officials, I think, have done a good job officiating this game, calling fouls that need to be called and letting go what isn't necessarily a foul, if you will. So far, a great half of basketball. See how these teams come out here in the second half as the Sailors will have possession to start. So starters back on the court for both teams. Because Gedeon will bring the ball across the time stretch. Gedeon to Hoyt. Hoyt. They work it in to Moore. He's at the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Hoyt. Hoyt. Now he'll dribble drive. Kicks it back out to Moore. Moore now in the paint. Just in front of the free throw line. No good. Rebound Sailors. Kick it back out and around to the top. Moore for three. No good. Rebound by the Sailors again. Second offensive board here. There's a cutting Moore. Gets it in the paint. Now he'll kick it back out to Hoy. Around to Sturgis for three. No good. This rebound picked up by Bear. But an over-the-back foul called by on Phillips. Easton's eighth board. And Clay brings it across, gets it to Bear. Now this one's going to bounce off of Bynum's face from Bear. He didn't see where it went and turn over to the Sailors. Boy, dribbles, baseline, locked up with Leho. Leho gets the steal, just ripped it right away from him. And now Bear to Bynum, handed it to him this time. Now Johnson shot, gives it to Bynum. Bynum now drives, spins in the lane, puts up a circus shot, hits the deck, no good, no foul. And now Gedeon with the basketball. Gedeon dribbles, dishes it out to Sturgis. Sturgis over to Moore. Moore underneath, over Bear. Good. And the Sailors have their first lead of the basketball game. Pressure extended. Delta now has Clay bring it across the time stripe to Johnson. Johnson to Bynum. Ryland to Leho. Leho to Clay. Clay into Bear. This is going to be knocked away by the Sailors. So Delta will maintain possession. Clay to inbound for Delta. Goes to Johnson. Chuck. From the right side, kicks it back out to Clay for three from the right corner. No good. Rebound by the Sailors. And now they have it moving left to right. Delta moves right to left. Gedeon to Sturgis. Sturgis back into Gedeon. They kick it over to Hoy. Hoy thought about the three. Now to the top and Sturgis for three. It's no good. Rebound by the Sailors. Kicks it out to Gedeon. Gedeon long pass to Hoy. Now back underneath. Right to Johnson. Stuck. Up ahead to Leho. Leho one-on-one. Can't get it to go off the ground. Rebound there. They're going to call him for an over-the-back. is going to be his fourth. Actually, they called that one on Johnson, so that'll be Tuck's second. Getting across the time stripe. Guarded by Bynum. Tafoya at the top. In to Phillips now, underneath to Moore. Moore back out to Sturgis. Sturgis drives baseline, kicks it out to Gedeon. Three ball, no good. Rebound Johnson. Tuck gives it to Clay. Clay looking ahead to Bear. Out to Bynum. Bynum drives into the paint. No good. And he's called for the charge. Not sure about that. I thought Gedeon was moving his feet, but not how the officials saw it. And now we get a you can't do that. And they're going to say that they put the foul on the wrong kid, that if you're calling the charge, it's on Bynum. And the official giving static to Coach Ames about interrupting. So instead, they will give the foul to Bynum. And I think Ryland will only have one. Still haven't changed it on the scoreboard, but boy. To get in now, Sturgis. As they try to work it underneath, and they're going to say that it was a bobble. I'm not sure what he's complaining, what Rob's complaining about, but they're saying it went out of bounds off of Delta. Lob inbound to Gedeon. Now they work it around to Moore. Moore in the lane, no good. All loose ball picked up by Clay for the rebound. Long pass up ahead. Vallejo spins underneath off the glass, no good. Bear there for the putback. Easton showed up out of nowhere, puts Delta back in the lead 30-29. And now Tuck with the steal. Tucker off the glass, no good. Almost knocked back in by the Sailors. They try to save it. Leho got the ball back, put it up. It's no good. Rebound by Johnson. And now Tuck's going to go to the line for a couple of Modern Appliance Company free throws as he tried to put that one back. A lot going on underneath the basket there. Leho missed the ball. The ball was going out of bounds. I think Moore tried to save it. He tried to knock it off of Leho, and Leho picked it up, took a shot, missed, and then Tuck got the rebound and was fouled. And we're going to have a timeout called by the Sailors. So Tuck missed that first free throw, by the way. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit DeltaHealthCO.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Cantor back here with you at Steamboat Springs High School. Delta leads 30-29, 4:11 left in the third. Delta led by one at the half, gave up the lead briefly at the beginning of the third, and has just recently got it back. So players come out of the timeout. Tuck will be back at the line. He missed his first free throw. He will make the second. So Delta with a 2-point advantage. Tuck with 10 points.
Pressure now from Delta as they get it up ahead to DiNapoli. DiNapoli kicks it out to Hoy, who drains the three, and the Sailors have retaken the lead 32-31. Clay at the top of the key. Vallejo on the right side. Vallejo. The Pryor at the top. Inside to Johnson. That one's going to be knocked away. Saved by DiNapoli. Up ahead to Hoy. Now back to DiNapoli. And it's going to go out of bounds. Vallejo doing a good job of guarding the ball to make sure that the Sailors couldn't get to it before it got over the end line. Clay. Into Tuck. Back to Clay. Lando now looking to drive. Nope, kicks it out to Pryor. Pryor over to Vallejo on the right elbow. Right. Vallejo with a ball fake. Drives baseline. Gets it to Bear and a foul. Going to be called on the Sailors. Okay, maybe not a foul, but Delta's still going to maintain possession. I don't know what this was. To Johnson. Johnson high off the glass. No good. Rebound by Gedeon up ahead. The Sturgis in the lane, no good, rebound, and a foul by Clay on the floor. And so Lando picked up his second. Sailors lobbed inbound to Hoy. He's in the lane, he goes back out. Now they kick it back out to DiNapoli. DiNapoli drives in the paint, turnaround jumper is good. And it's a three-point advantage for the Sailors. Vallejo on the right side. Vallejo in traffic, dribbles out, gets it to Pryor. Pryor over to Clay. Now inside to Johnson. Johnson can't get it to go. Rebound Bear. No good, but he's going to go to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. Easton with five boards on the night. That foul is going to be called on Campbell. That'll be his first. Easton gets the roll. And drains the second. So Easton with 6 points on the night, 10 boards. Gedeon to bring it up for the Sailors. Over to Hoy. Hoy. Now back to Gedeon. Three ball from the right side. No good. Rebound by Pryor. Pryor in traffic now. Pivots around it. Gets it to Clay. Clay to Pryor. Pryor. Around to Clay on the right side. Clay to Bear. Bear's one dribble. Jump shot. Over. No good. Rebound Vallejo. Vallejo. Gets it to Clay for three. No good. And it's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. Che Heim will check into the game for Vallejo. Sailors with the basketball and a one-point advantage. 2:13 left in the third. Gedeon brings it across the time stripe. Passes it, actually. They take it back out to Hoy. Now Gedeon at the top. Gedeon to Hoy on the left side. He'll bring it back to the top. Nope. Reverses direction. Now Sturgis. Sturgis tries to work it in to Campbell, and a foul going to be called on Tuck. That's his third. Hoy back out. DiNapoli drops it off to Sturgis from the right elbow. Work it into Hoy. One dribble in the paint. It's good. Over Easton Bear, 36-33 Steamboat. 1:42 left in the third. Pryor inside the arc, kicks it back out to Bear. Easton around to Pryor, or Heim. Now in the Johnson, Tuck can't get that to go. Rebound by the Sailors, a little less than 90 left in the third. Sailors with a three-point advantage. Three ball from Hoy is good, and it's now a six-point lead for Steamboat. High, or Pryor, to Clay, to Heim, into Johnson, Tuck, back out to, that pass is tipped away and stolen by the Sailors, shot no good on the other end by Hoy, rebound by Gedeon, and he'll have the putback. It's 41-33 with 60 seconds left.
Hines sets up for a three ball from the left side. No good. This one poked away, but Clay will come up with it on the backcourt. Gets it up ahead to Trier. Trier drives baseline reverse. No good. Could have just taken it the layup off the backboard there, or maybe even a runner. Sometimes fancy isn't the answer. Hoy will now drive, kicks it out to Sturgis. 27 seconds left in the third. 8-point advantage for the Sailors. Hoy into Campbell. Back out to Hoy. Hoy asks his coach, Vandal, what to run. They work it into Campbell. Back out to Sturgis. Sturgis drives. Baseline, he's fouled by Bear. That's going to be Easton's. Is that going to be his fourth or his fifth? No, it's only his fourth. So Eric comes in for Easton. And it looks like Phillips back in for the Sailors. Sailors with the ball under their own basket. 6 seconds left. Lob goes to Hoy at the top. Hoy dribbles, pulls up for the jumper at the free throw line. No good. And that is how the third quarter is going to end. So Steamboat is taking a little bit of a lead. It's 41-33 here to end the third quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your projects done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS-certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete frame service, laser cutting, powder cutting, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
We're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
So the Panthers will have the ball to start the final stanza. It'll be Trier, Clay, Heim, Eric Bear, and Lance Porter on the floor. As it looks like the starters are back out for the Sailors. Heim with the basketball, works it into Bear. Eric loses it, but Trier gets it back. Trier. Ball fake, now to Heim for three, left side, it's good. Heim's first basket of the game, and Delta back within five now. Sturgis to Hoy. Hoy. Sturgis. Sturgis now directing traffic. Long skip pass to Moore. Now DiNapoli. DiNapoli back out to Hoy at the top. Hoy drives. Kicks it out. Now they work it back around to Sturgis. Three ball. No good. Rebound by DiNapoli. Put back. No good. And he's going to get the ball once again. Ripping it away from the Panthers. Hoy now drives the lane. Runner in the lane is good. 43-36 Sailors. Delta with a little bit of work to do. 6:54 left in the game. Porter left side. Back out to Heim. Heim now dribbles back to the top. They work it into Bear. Eric kicks it out to Trier. Trier drives baseline. He's trapped there. Kicks it out to Heim at the top for three. No good. Rebound by Trier. Trier with the runner. No good. Rebound to Eric Bear. Eric in trouble there underneath. Tries to get it out. And a travel going to be called. No. I disagree with that call. As he never pulled his back foot. But, again, not the way the official saw it. The Sailors with the ball. They work it in two more. They kick it back out to Sturgis. Sturgis back into Moore from the free throw line. Bank shot is good.
Sailors extending their advantage. It's now a 9-point lead. Clay. To Cryer. Ball trying to get into Porter. Gets knocked away and is steeled by the Sailors. Gideon will bring it across the time stripe. Delta looking to make some mass subs here. Going to get the starters back in the game, I think. As Moore has it on the left side. Drives the lane. Kicks it out to Gideon. Three ball is good. And this is kind of how the game got away from Delta. In Delta, Clay puts up a three ball. That's no good. And Pryor will be called for the foul as he's trying to get the rebound. Steamboat's got some sharpshooters from the outside. And once they get hot, they can build a lead quickly. Leho, Johnson, Easton Bear, and Bynum will be back on the court. And they will join Cryer. As there was some confusion as to who was going to stay on the floor with the four starters. 5.5 left in the game. 48-36 in favor of the Sailors. That one knocked away, but gathered back in by the Sailors. Gideon kicks it out to DiNapoli for three. No good. This one's going to go out of bounds off of the Sailors, so Delta will have possession. Like Cryer to inbound. Bynum to bring it across the time stripe. This one's going to be knocked away by DiNapoli. He's going to take it. Layup, no good. Rebound by... Sturgis got the ball. Loose. It's being knocked around now. Sturgis left corner for three. It's good. 51-36 is the Steamboat lead, and Rob's going to take a timeout. We will, too, take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service. Lots of easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to Steamboat Springs High School. One more canter. 4:49 left in the game, and Steamboat has started to, let's just say the game's gotten away from Delta a little bit here in the fourth quarter. Steamboat's built a 51-36 lead by 15 points. Not insurmountable with 4:49 left, but Delta's going to have to play some good defense and start making some buckets. Tucker Johnson's led the way in scoring tonight for the Panthers. 10 points for him. Brett Leo's got 8. Clay's also got 8. Delta with the possession coming out of the timeout. No inbound, and Cryer will bring it across the time stripe. Cryer kicks it over to Bynum, who loses the handle. And the Sailors come up with it. Moore thought about a three, gets it to Sturgis. They work it around. Boy, with the ball fade, now back to Campbell in the right corner. Excuse me, that was Phillips. They get it in to Moore. Bear comes up with the rebound. His 11th board of the night. Cryer in the lane. Now kicks it out to Leho. Leho thought about a three. Now Cryer over to Bynum. Bynum now drives the lane. Runner is good. Hooping the horn. So Bynum choosing a great time for his first bucket. He'll go to the line for an and one as Landon Clay checks back into the game. He'll get it.
3 points for Ryland and an 11-point advantage for the Sailors. Coy spots for a three from the right corner. It's no good. Rebound by the Sailors. Back out to Gideon. Shot no good. Rebound by Johnson. Tuck trying to get it out of there. 4 rebounds for Tucker tonight. Leho, right side at the elbow. Works it into Johnson. Tries to get it to Bear. Is a little behind him. Now Clay tries to get the ball, and a jump ball should be called here. As Moore thought he might have been fouled, the jump ball called, and Steamboat will have possession. And now Steamboat going to call a timeout. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Canner back with you. Sailors lead 51-39, 3:36 left in the game. Still some work to do for Delta. Delta led the entire first half of this game and into the second. Then the Panthers and the Sailors traded the lead for several minutes in the third quarter, and then the Sailors able to pull away a little bit with multiple three-pointers here in the fourth. Sailors with the lead, pressure by Delta into the backcourt. Gideon, the surge is back to Gideon. Gideon loses the hand, and a foul going to be called on Leho. I don't know how. As Gideon just lost the handle on that. And that'll put Delta in the penalty. And send Gideon to the line for 1-1. He'll get the first. This is the second rebound by Bear. Easton's 12th board of the night. Long three by Clay. Rebound by the Sailors. Delta tried to trap him, but Steamboat able to get out of it. That was a travel, not called. Gideon, three ball from the right side. No good. Rebound there up ahead to Leho. As it bounced off his foot, this might end up being out of bounds regardless. Leho had it bounce off his foot and get away from him, and Delta's going to turn the ball over. Boy across the time stripe. Over to Moore. Moore. Now he's trapped at midcourt, and Bynum's going to be called for the foul. That'll send Moore to the line for a couple of Modern Appliance Company free throws. Actually, it's going to be a 1-1. No good. Fight for the loose ball. Easton Bear comes up with it, and he's going to be fouled. 14 boards for Easton tonight. Delta will have possession. 2:45 left in the game. 52-39 is the score in favor of the Sailors. That's the second foul on Gideon. Clay across the time stripe. Nearly has it stolen, but gets it to Bynum. Ryland in the lane. Circus shot no good. Couldn't get a foul call either. And the ball will go out of bounds off of Delta. Delta extending pressure once again, 2-2-1. Ahoy, we'll get it. Comes straight up the middle. Gets it to Campbell. Excuse me, that's Phillips on the right side. Phillips, as a skip pass, bounced off the side of the backboard and right back to Hoy. Hoy in the paint, up and under, no good, but he was fouled, and he'll go to the line for a couple of free throws. Free throws sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. They're going to call it on Bear, and that's his fifth. So Easton has a seat. Eric, check this. First shot from Hoy. No, oh, it is good. Thought it was going to bounce off the back iron, but instead it bounced off the front iron and in, so. He'll get the second. 54-39, the lead for the Sailors. 2:22 left in the game. Clay to Leho. Leho has it knocked away while he's calling a play. Gedeon on the other side doesn't get the hoop, but he got the harm from Leho, and Gedeon will go to the line for two. I think that's going to be the fourth on Brett. Gedeon will miss the first one. DiNapoli checks back into the game for the Sailors. Second free throw is good. And Charlie Reisman will be in the game for Steamboat now as well. Play to bring it across the time strike for the Panthers. 2 minutes left. Leho to Bynum. Bynum to Clay. 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebound by the Sailors. Moore comes up with it. Gallops across half court. Gets out of traffic. Now gets it to Hoy around to Reisman. Reisman. Back to Hoy. Hoy. Dribbles out of the double team, almost loses the handle, but gathers it back in. Hoy for three from the right side, no good. Eric Baer guards the ball as it goes out of bounds, and a turnover back to the Panthers. 90 seconds left, 55-39 in favor of the Sailors. Sailors in the double bonus now. Clay across the time strike to Johnson. Back out to Leho for three. No good. Rebound by the Sailors. Hoy. Quickly back the other direction. Right to left, if you will. Reisman. Now dribbles. Gets it into DiNapoli. DiNapoli back out to Reisman. Reisman loses the handle. Clay comes up with it. Lando sticks it to Bynum for three. No good. Rebound by the Sailors. Hoy, crossover dribble over into the right, left corner to DiNapoli. The Hoy, they're working around to Reisman for three on the right elbow, no good. Rebound, nope, it goes out of bounds. So Delta will have possession there with 42 seconds left. Unfortunately, for as good as Delta played in the first three quarters, the game got away from them in that you can't have six players on the court. Sailors mixed up on substitutions. They get it right now, though. For as well as Delta played for three quarters, that fourth quarter just got away from them. 36 seconds left as Leho directs traffic now. Bynum is to his right, gives it to Clay. Clay, crossover dribble in the lane, loses the handle, gets it back. Loose ball now, and Sailors come up with it. It's going to go out of bounds off of Steamboat. So Delta will have possession. Gets to the right of their bench. Find them. Nope. Play's going to inbound. 20 seconds left. Clay needs to get it in. Goes off of Bynum's hands and into the hands of the Sailors. 16 seconds left.
Walters with the ball. Around to Kolb, and he's just going to hold it and let the clock run out. So the Sailors win again, 55-39. We'll take a break. Come back with the post-game show. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let Stasis to Nikki at the Sunflower Room melt that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy to Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, thin cilantro, and juicy lime. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Panthers lose a tough one tonight. They played excellent through three quarters, and the game got away from them in the last quarter once Steamboat started draining threes. And so it's kind of a tough loss. But Delta did have Tucker Johnson score 10 points, had 4 boards, 8 points for Brett Leho and Landon Clakely. Also, had 3 assists, 4 rebounds, and 2 steals. Ethan Barron, 6 points and 14 boards tonight. Also had a block. Shea Hyman, Ryland Bynum each contributed with 3 points. So Delta will next face off with Highway 50 rival Montrose when the Redhawks visit the Panther Den next Thursday. Tip-off for the girls is scheduled for 6. Well, the boys are scheduled to follow at 7:30. Excuse me. Yes, that's correct. And you better believe with the two Highway 50 rivals facing off, that game is going to be the Highway 50 game of the week on the Monkey, 97.1 in Delta. So join me and Vaughn Mitchell on the Monkey for that coverage. Once again, the final score for tonight's boys game was Steamboat 55, Delta 39. The girls beat the Sailors earlier tonight, 46-16. And that's going to wrap things up from Steamboat Springs. I hope you enjoyed the games tonight. I'm Mark Cantor, and you've been listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online. Have a good night.